Okay. Very good afternoon to all, eh? Brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. We will continue from where we stopped. The Heart Sutta, chapter 33. Page 111. Page 111, chapter 33.
Part 1.1. Dhammapada, verse 21. Heedfulness is the path to the deathless. Heedlessness is the path to the dead. The heedful do not die. The heedless are as if dead spiritually. One only needs to be heedful, then one is destined for enlightenment. Therefore, one must make strong determination to be heedful. To know who you are and what you are is very important. Is this human being, or the five aggregates of form and mind, really what you are? How do you know the world? And how do you interact with the world? It is the senses that enable us to interact with the world via mind or mental consciousness. This is a very important understanding. Sakaya Ditti, self-delusion, is a very powerful delusion because during every moment of sense door consciousness, like seeing, hearing and thinking, etc., the personality and egoic mind arise, will arise if there is Sakaya Ditti. Then, one will try to own and possess things. This is how selfishness, which is an evil root, arises. Similarly, because of the ego, one can also become jealous, angry, emotional, and fearful, which are the other two evil roots of hatred and delusion. As they are the roots of all evil, this is the reason why when things do not go your way, and when you cannot get what you desire or want, you can become very unhappy and you can also get angry and become emotional too. When confronted with the first noble truth's realities, especially health problem or separation problems, the thought will project into the past and the future to condition your fear, worry, anxiety, and sadness or unhappiness, etc., leading to one's suffering. Seeing that it is just a thought, not a reality at all, so how come it has the power to torment you and cause you so much suffering? This is wrong view conditioned by your delusion to grasp and cling onto the so-called problem, hence causing your fear, worry and anxiety, etc. Do see its impermanent characteristics and anatta nature, that is, it is just a thought which comes and goes and it has no power over you if you are not deluded by it. Part 2, 2.1. Ultimate Nirvana. When you have wisdom, you do not cling to the Dhamma. The Dhamma are only words, concepts, and skillful means pointing towards the truth, as likened to the finger pointing to the moon. The commentary said, the mind of the past cannot be obtained. The mind of the future cannot be obtained. The mind of the present moment also cannot be obtained. This English translation by the commentary is not so clear as compared to the Mandarin version. In Mandarin, it is Guo Qi Xing Bu Ke De, meaning the mind of the past is already gone, so it is no more a reality. You cannot hold on to it or have it anymore. Similarly, the future has yet to come, so it is also not a reality. The moment is the only reality in life, and moment to moment, life passes by. What are you doing? Are you mindful of the moment, truly living life? Or are you too busy thinking, planning, worrying about life, so heedless, so much so you totally miss out on life? To be with the moment, to experience all of the wonders and beauty of life without any fear, worry and anxiety is truly living life. The present moment may be the highest in life, but in order to transcend life, one must also transcend even the moment. This is because the moment passes by so fast, and it is also not a reality in that sense. This is split second. It is dead and gone. This moment, then, the next moment, and the next moment. Only a stream of unending moments of thoughts, rising and falling. See this clearly and free your mind. Only consciousness and thoughts arising and passing away, implying it is nothing substantial and not so real. This is the reason why the Buddha said, mind is the forerunner of all things. Mind is chief. And mind arises, when mind arises, everything comes to be. And mind made are they. So if one acts, speaks, thinks with... So if one acts, speaks, and thinks with a heedless or unwholesome mind that has the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion, suffering will follow one like the wheel that follows the hoof. Hence, the reason why the Surangama Sutra states that perception of form is consciousness, whereas its non-perception is wisdom. The first seeing refers to mundane seeing via the condition arising mundane mind, whereas the second seeing refers to the direct seeing via the true mind, which is beyond thought and beyond mind, the mundane mind. When cultivating the Buddha Dharma, one must be diligent to do it continuously, with full determination, in order to be successful, and one must not be complacent. A good analogy is of the primitive man making a fire by rubbing a stick against the rock to spark off the fire. One must not stop halfway before the spark can trigger off the fire. Hence, heedfulness must be stabilized and sustained until one is ever mindful. Part 3.1. Question 1. Why do I experience heat which comes and goes during meditation? Brother Teo replied, whether heat arises or not is not so important, because the main purpose and intent of meditation is to train the mind in heedfulness first, that is, to be in a stable state of relaxed inner awareness or mindfulness first. Then only can one meditate. Heat can be due to the environment that you are in or due to your yin and yang imbalance within your body. The key thing is just to be in a state of relaxed inner awareness, to be aware of everything that is arising and passing away during meditation. Just maintain a silent, passive awareness. Don't try to know. The understanding will come by itself via an awakening and not via thinking. 3.2. Question 2. I can be very heedful and mindful when I am here doing meditation in a very conducive environment. But when I am in the midst of life, I can be very heedless. When I am in a very negative environment or situation, I can become deluded very fast. Then I start to blame myself and get angry with myself. Why? Brother Teo replied, this is normal. When you are in this present tranquil meditative environment, you will be naturally more peaceful and heedful. Everything appears very smooth sailing because it is a conditioned environment or state of mind with no negativity to stir and test you. But when you are in the midst of life, you are usually less heedful. So when you are with someone that you don't like or a weird and difficult person, then you are tested. During these moments, if you have yet to develop the wisdom needed to calm yourself down, then it is very likely that you will become unhappy via your heedless reaction to what they say and what they do. You will have to learn to confront or face all these negativities and difficult life situations with wisdom to free your mind. That's why you must investigate into all these, that is, how your reactions to sense experiences conditioned by your delusion develop into very strong habitual tendencies without you even becoming aware of them. Habitual tendencies born of delusion are difficult to change or correct overnight. Silence your mind to investigate into their origination factors so that you can later retrospectively reverse it via wisdom after you have contemplated into it. That is, how this anger or fear arises in your mind. And then inquire, are they real? Is anger or fear really what you are? Apart from these mental states that come and go, is there a nature within that is unmoving and unchanging? All these are part of meditation. Your problem lies in your inability to recognize the fact that you are not what your thinking or mundane mind tells you via your Sakkaya Ditthi. Your true nature within is already perfect and without any negativity or discrimination and convention. So don't blame yourself for being like so useless because you cling onto your form and mind, the so-called human being, as the you, the I, and the me, hence the delusion. Blaming and getting angry with yourself is of no use because it is a wrong view. The anger or fear that arises is not you, but only a conditioned state of mind that arises after you reacted to what you see and what you hear and think via your own Sakkaya Ditthi or self-delusion, which is a wrong view. If you do not perceive whatever life situation that arises with negativity or wrong view, then you will not react and there will be no suffering. You will come to understand via your heedfulness that when things don't go your way, then you will react because you want things your way, which is against nature's laws that govern all of life and existence. Hence, suffering will arise because you have your expectations that are not met and you are not able to understand that people are just the way they are and this is a fact. This is part of the First Noble Truth's seven condition or realities of life and existence. When you have right view, anger, selfishness and fear cease to be. As we all know, a deluded person will say and do deluded things. Likewise, an angry and violent person will do and say angry and violent things. You have to develop the wisdom via your meditation to just accept them for what they are, and then you will be peaceful. You only need to change and straighten your view to free your mind. This realization is wisdom, hence the saying, wisdom frees, whereas delusion binds.
Very good. So this last paragraph is very important. Then the two sentences before this last paragraph also very important. This is part of the First Noble Truth, seven condition or reality of life and existence. When you have right view, always remember, when you have right view with regards to the law of karma or the nature's law that governs life and existence, then you will have no anger, no selfishness, and the fear, everything also cease to be. Because when you have right view, you can accept the reality of the moment. You will not want things your way. Condition such, things will be such. You can't change. This is nature's law. If you want to have good life, you want to have good condition, cultivate the appropriate causes behind. Means plant the seed of wholesomeness so that you will reap the fruit of wholesomeness. So this is what the Dhamma teach. When you understand, you will not be so foolish and deluded like before or other people. So always tell yourself, whatever that happened in life, first thing first, always remember, never react and stir your mind and become afflicted. Accept the reality first. Then with a calm mind, look at it, understand it, then act. That's how you solve your whatever daily life problem or situation. We have to understand when condition is already set, the result or the consequent friction of it will be decided according to those conditions, like the Buddha said. We live in a conditioned world. Conditioned world means everything is conditioned arising, dependent originating. So when the condition is already set, the movement into the present moment and the future will be set too. If you want to change them, you want to do something to improve on them, then you have to introduce the appropriate condition. But you also have to understand you are only alone unless you have the Dhamma, the wisdom, the special nature. You cannot cause things to arise. So whatever you do without wisdom will not change nature's condition that is unfolding. In order to reverse all this, you need wisdom. When there is wisdom, when you are not deluded, all these conditions that arise cannot cause you suffering. Then it will reverse itself. That is how nature's law works. Karma also same. The friction can arise, but if you have the Dhamma, have the wisdom, if it has no power over you, cannot afflict you, then it will reverse. So that is how you break free. That's why you have to strive on with heedfulness to develop the understanding. The other thing to approach it is before you are enlightened, before you are awakened, you need to understand. When something happens, whether you like or you don't like, you always tell yourself, this is the reality, cannot be otherwise. If you want things your way, which is not nature's way, you will suffer. Because when things don't go your way, when you cannot get what you want, suffering is the result. So we take a very good example. Just now in the lunch there, actually before we go down for lunch, I met Joseph. So I was asking him, your room okay or not? He said, room is okay, but the music at night, snoring, honestly. He said, tolerable, he said, it's okay, he said, because it's like he's willing to accept it. So just now at the lunch there, they were discussing, because Adeline and Christy also, they say Vincent is coming. So last time we had Vincent, Christy is dead. Yeah, right. Then we got Freddy, then we got Ching Yao. Wow, he said, these four, they are like orchestra. Very, very powerful music. So, Christy was very good, he said. My dad is like that because he got nose block. So, the music will come out. But whatever it is, I share with them the understanding. I say, all these are your conditioned mind's habitual tendency. Since young, we are conditioned to dislike snoring. True or not? Yeah? When you hear snoring, you cannot sleep. And this is a conditioning. Do you know that when I was young, I loved noisy raining sound? When it starts to rain, when it hit on the awning, or last time my parents' house, you know, the tap house, we got an air well for ventilation. Then the air well area is mostly made of this galvanizing sheet, yampan, you know. So that one, when the rain start, wow, very loud one. And I love that type of sound. I sleep very well when I have that. Yes, during that time, the wind is cooling. The air is very cooling, also a lot of oxygen, fresh air, and there's circulation. So I felt very good and I sleep very well. So to me, sound is good. So that's why I can sleep with sound, no problem. Then the other thing about the snoring is, if you have the understanding, you will understand what the Buddha is trying to tell you. Condition like that, things will be like that. So if you are in a place where these people have this tendency to snore, which I think 9 out of 10 will snore, especially when you are tired. The first day you drive here, you are actually tired. And that night, most of them will snore, and very heavy somehow. So this is a reality, the Buddha said. You got two choices. React to it and become miserable. The second choice is accept that this is a reality. It's just like what I told my son. Your classmate passed away. That is a reality. Whether you think or you don't think, that fact is going to remain. That is a reality. Then I said, it's only your thought. Because your thought attached and grabs onto that relationship, thinking that he is the only one on par to be your best friend, a classmate that you can discuss, talk to. So that attachment via the thought conditioned you to have this suffering. That's why he cried and all things. Then after that, I think he must have gone into the room and reflected and contemplated. And I was so surprised. The next morning he came and greeted me and said, "Daddy, thank you. You are right. It's just a thought." And his problem completely withered up. See? So, develop this understanding. Accept the reality of the moment. Because this is the reality. Suchness, the Buddha said. The truth of the situation is, condition is like that, things will be like that. It's just like when we were in this Wat Pat Pong, and later on we went over to Wat Pat Nanachat many years back under the spiritual trip. So when we were there, Achan Sri Panyo was there, Ananda Krishna's son. He took us around, very kind and very well practiced monk. So I took a group of spiritual Kayamita friends up there. So we were introduced to a place, then we had a very good understanding of Wat Pat Nanachat, and we ran around almost all the places, even including the place the monk dyed their robe and all those things. And Achan Sri Panyo was very kind. Right? He's a very good monk. I think he also can sense we are serious, and we are also cultivated. So as we discuss, certain things happen. That is so happened, Achan Sumedho was there. Then we had the good opportunity to actually join in the evening chanting or something. Then the lay people were also allowed in. Then there was some Dhamma discussion and all those things. Then there was a Q&A. Then I can't really remember what the topic was they were going through. Then I realized there is very good condition to explain what I saw at Wat Pat Nanachat. When you go to such way place, do you know what you were told to do or not? Early morning, what you do? You sweep leaf, isn't it? Correct, huh? He will give you that type of, don't know what type of broom you call, a lot of rotten one. Then you sweep. It's not a normal broom. Sweep. Right. So you sweep. So what happened? You can continue to sweep. After you finish, there will be leaf on the floor. By the time you have your whatever breakfast or what, then you go and have your break. Afternoon, the leaves start to accumulate again. Then the next morning, have to sweep again. So if you don't have the Dhamma, what will you do? That's why I share with them this truth, which is very good. If you understand, you are at peace. If you don't understand, you will complain. Wow, I come here to meditate. I come here for spiritual thrill. I end up sweeping. Let's say you have a little bit extra understanding, where they tell you everything is meditation. If you sweep mindfully, it's meditation. Understand? So you sweep mindfully. The trouble is, these people think mindfully means sweep slowly. Cannot finish. Again, agitated, have to rush. Then no more mindful. Then after they sweep finish, they realize the leaf fall again. Got to go and pick it up again. But for me, I laugh. I had joy. Because I sweep with understanding. I said, the reality is, this is nature. This is a forest full of trees. I only understand one thing. The leaf will fall. True or not? Yeah, that statement true or not? I better write down. Oh, no more place. Rama. Rama. The reality is, I sent to the WhatsApp group already. Suyen can use the what to clean it up. The reality is, the very important fact is, the leaf will fall. When you understand that, what happened to your mind? You won't complain anymore. You can accept this reality. Understand? Then you sleep with joy. You enjoy yourself there. Then you sense the environment and everything. You feel the energy. You have gratitude, like what my daughter said. That people donate for such a way place, such a beautiful piece of land, so big with all the forests preserved. Not much destruction despite the development, the building and all those things. And it's such a beautiful way place with all the monks really seriously cultivating. And most of them are Westerner. Then when you go there, what Pananacha I tell you, very easy to get into Anapanasati. All these monks are every day Anapanasati. And the energy there, very strong. That trip when I went there, I was also very surprised. I was also taken aback. Well, that was the first time I went to Wapananachat. Then, of course, I have a lot of joy. I met Sri Panyo, I met Ajahn Sumedho. They say it's very difficult to meet these two monks together. Yeah. They are moving most of the time. But get to meet them and get to together with the sharing. So I went and do the sharing. Then Ajahn Sumedho was very surprised. He said, not bad. He said, not bad. Very good, he said. Then after that, the most surprising one was, at night, somebody came and see me, you know. He said, Brother Teo, Brother Teo, this key is for you. Huh? Key. Well, everybody go there, there is a building where you sleep like a dormitory. He said, this key is for you. I said, what for? He said, there's a room at the end that nobody use. They asked me to pass to you. Well, I lead the group, you understand? So I took the key, then I said, thank you so much. That's why I have gratitude. Then Yun Chan's husband, Raymond, he actually wanted to rent a hotel outside and stay because he not used to this type of condition. And he respect Yun Chan, love Yun Chan, that's why he go along. But all the things he do last time, he is not involved. But after he came to know me, now he's very different. He can go there and do, he can pay respect, he make offering, he do everything now. But that was many years back. So I know he has problem. So I talked to him. I said, Raymond, you don't mind. I got a room. You don't have to sleep outside. You join me inside. Oh, he very happy. You know? He said, okay. With you, I join you. So no need to rent hotel. So that night, the 2 hours sleeping. But it's at night very cold, like what we are having here. Very cold. So you put on warm clothing. Do you know what happened? Because my mindfulness was really continuous. The moment I went there, my mind became very quiet. Then I can feel the energy there very strong. Then that time I was having the nose here. There is a type of like ulcer. It's always there, one knows. For it has been with me for quite a while before I went there. Then most of the time, if I had enough rest, it will heal, but it come back. You know? And because when I went there, I can feel that type of energy, that night, I decided to go into Anapanasati. You know? Long time I didn't do already. Well, my Anapanasati already, still until no movement already, Pasati already. But I decide to do, because I know if I do, last time when I do Anapanasati, my health improved, I strengthened my body and all that. So I was doing. Then I realized, that energy there, the whole monastery has that Anapanasati type of energy. So the moment I do, I went into the Anapanasati, I went into the absorption, everything. Then by the next morning, I wake up, I can feel 90% heal, that part. And I know this time when it heal, it's going to be 100% heal. Really, until today, that thing no more. God. That's why this type of thing you have to go through to understand. Because the monk there, and they are forest monk, or every day chanting. They every day seriously anapanasati. Then they go pindapat, dutanga. That's why the forest tradition is very different. So these are the things that you will develop understanding. So what I'm trying to tell you is, understand nature. Just like what my teacher Ajayantra tell me, we choose accept everything as natural. Only mighty nature rolling by, no reality. He know you, he know me, form a mind, form a mind. Because of that understanding, everywhere I go, I can accept nature's condition. Then like the Buddha say, suchness. Condition like that, things will be like that. Condition is such, things will be such. That's why tatata. Suchness, nature. Tata. So when you understand, then you become different. Then because of my wisdom, I only have to understand one truth. The leaf will fall. Then I'm at peace already. Then whatever happens, whether next morning full or leaf or not, my mind is different. I was fully aware that I really went there. You all, maybe you go there like you go tour. After you come back, I ask you, are you really there? You are hardly there. Have you ever go to a place and really feel that you are there? I ask you that question. Means fully aware, with gratitude to appreciate whatever that is there, and look at things. Really look at things as it is. Everything is so pristine, so beautiful. Then there is gratitude. That's why your mind state is different. Rub off already, not in the white boy anymore. That's why, real or not? Just now still there. After Chin Hao rub, no more there. So, you think Chin Hao got magic? Because condition no more, understand? After that duster, go over, finish. That is what condition is. Then if I start to write, then some other Dhamma come out. Understand? Just now what I want to write, the leaf will fall. Yeah, very good. So this is the reality. That's why everywhere you go, you must be able to trace the reality. The leaves will fall. Then you are at peace, because you are in a forest, understand? Forest monastery. T.A. Monastery. Tari or Tari? Tari. Oh. My spelling no good. T.E.R.Y. Monest, T.E.R. Y. Correct, So this is a fact. So when it comes to story, what is the fact? People who sleep with snoring problem, they will snore. The fact is, snoring is a reality. So just like I told you, you have two choices. React to it and become miserable. The second choice is accept it and be at peace with it. Do you know why the second choice can free you? Because when you have aversion towards snoring, what happens? You arise what? Aversion is a mental hindrance. That's why it will hinder you from entering the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness. That's why you cannot sleep. Then, of course, people, some of them, they have skillful means. They put earplug. Then Jason said he put the handphone, the listening device, to reduce it. you can use it, but they are not permanent fix. The permanent fix is when you don't have aversion, when you can accept snoring is a reality because you are nearby and you are in the same room. That's why sometimes after you get married only you know your husband snores like a pig. Then what are you going to do? Huh? You are going to wake him up and say, "You snore again, I chase you out of the room." I tell you, the next day you get a divorce notice. So, please be sensitive. You know, the world is the world. When we agree to come together under a marriage contract, we love and we accept everything. And of course, we have to be sensitive. Then, like I think some people, you know what they do? They go and buy this machine. Is it apnea? Apnea machine. It seems improvement, no? I don't know. True or not? Who is using? Oh, Sergi Wei. Oh, effective, oh? Got solution already. All the orchestra can slow down. apnea machine. I was told, I don't know whether true or not. You government servant, you can get free, you know. Or maybe. Oh, 2-3 kilo. So heavy, you all know Mr. Xia or not? Yeah, Xia Jiwei, the Perth one. He is already 80 plus. Okay. Oh, no wonder. Power supply, need the power point nearby. But better than none, understand? So if it's effective, you can give it a try. I think Alicia husband, Freddie, also use, I think, effective also. Alicia is our. Is he around? Alicia around? Oh, never mind. I remember, if I'm not wrong, Freddie also use, I think it's effective. He also got one. Initially, when they first market it, not cheap, no. About 6,000, no. That machine. But government server free, no. So, there is a lot of benefit in your government server. So, what happens is, if you don't develop the negativity perception of it, then you tell yourself, if this is a reality, can I accept it? If I accept it, it means what? I silence my mind. I didn't create mental hindrance. Then what happened? Then your sati take over, understand? Then I tell you, your awareness and the vibration of the music become one. That's how you can just flow with it. Then you will sleep well. Then later on, if you want to do the reverse conditioning, you will like people snore. If nobody snore, you cannot sleep. Pass the Suyan. Wait, Suyan. Suyan got something to share.
So I'm more or less like Kapia to Akong Xia Chi Wei. So one night, suddenly no sound, no?
Oh.
Because he snore, so suddenly no sound. For almost 10 minutes, and all. Is he still here or not?
Yeah. That is a normal reaction.
Then what happened is his leg.
Then you know he's still alive. So no need to worry. Maybe the apnea machine helped. What Sweden said is true. Because we got one group of friends. They are all much older than me. Me and my wife are youngest in that group. And they go and create one group, MIT. You heard of this MIT group? You heard of the America one, isn't it? Massachusetts Institute of Technology, famous one. Our MIT is different, though. You know what is this? Makan. Then investment,
then travel. Malaysia famous for what? Then this one, travel. So when you retire, you like this type of life or not? Huh? Go makan, go travel, money come from investment, no need to worry about money. We always have this luxury, you know. When we want to go anywhere, go for any food or what, the person that we nominate to organize, you go ahead, money not a problem. Oh, very easy to organize. So everything also, because you can afford, understand that you are not simply wasting money. So we have this. Then one of them, very famous investor, he make it, he really make it. I think he's very famous in our Malaysian, who read Nanyang? You read Nanyang, you will know. In the early days, he's the editor of the business section. He's very famous. His name, I think he got a nickname. Nickname, Leng Yan. Leng Yan is what? Go Ai. Why he use Leng Yan? Go Ai. It's very sharp one. Like saucepan, Go Ai. So he really make it. Then many years back, I think his wife passed away. Then there was one lady, I think much younger than him. This lady also quite successful. The lady, the husband also passed away. I think he is a lecturer. I think like Kat Hun, like that one. Kat Hun, don't want to listen. She is older than you, no? No. She's older than you, but not much. That time, I think she's 60 or what. Then that husband, the very our friend, is 80 or 81. Like that. So they decide to marry each other because the 80 years old one, the wife passed away. She, her husband passed away. Both also got children. So they get married. We were informed. Then we every time have our makan. So we talk about it. So one day we organize a trip to China. My wife also went with it. And you know what happened when we talk about snoring. You know what the wife say or not? Because the wife worried the husband don't snore anymore. So he say, at least he snore. I'm very happy. I know that he's still around. Understand or not? You see, the perception different. Last time with the husband, that time, she don't like snoring. But when he marry a man at 80, he prefer him to snore, is it? I would rather hear him snoring than I know he's still around. If he don't snore, I cannot sleep. I have to check, like Sui An, check whether the legs still got movement. So this is how you appreciate life. Then you are forced to accept that reality, then you will know what you want. So this is a very, what they call, good way of developing understanding. So, when it comes to snoring or whatever situation in life, trace the reality. So, just like what I told my son when he was very young, the friend passed away, stand up for. I told him the truth is, the reality is, he is already gone. You cannot change. That make him understand. Otherwise, the thought keep on making him miserable. He was crying. And he cannot accept that reality. So this is how, through understanding, through Dhamma, you look at the fact. You look at the reality. You don't allow your thought to project and give rise to wrong thought, suffering. Can follow? This is how you solve problem. That's why this year, I want to go deeper into the actual understanding of the Dhamma so that you can it can become a living reality in your life. Then as you cultivate it, you develop further understanding where you will come to understand now you are more at peace. Now you can accept the reality more and more. That shows you have right view. You have right understanding. Then you don't have to suppress your feeling. You don't have to force yourself to accept. Do you understand? it comes naturally. Because when I understand this, my heart was so peaceful. The leaf will fall. Just one statement. I was so peaceful, experiencing everything. The pristine beauty and wonders of life. That everything I do, everything I perceive, observe, I walk around, I was fully there. Then I really travel as a self. Otherwise, you never travel. In the excitement, take photo here and there. After you come back, people ask you, you stay in the quarters. The bed, how? Don't know. What is around the room? Don't know. Unless got famous monk's picture there. Or something like that. Because you are not observant. You are not mindful. You don't appreciate. That's why everywhere I go, you realize I walk around and I see. Even the kitchen, sometimes I see. We've got new word, new poster. Then sometimes the Mandarin word I don't understand. I ask people. That day I asked Pak Mansuri. Then certain day I think, I forgot I asked who already. Tammy. Tammy know how to read. So all this, when you have the mindfulness, awareness, when you can appreciate, when you have gratitude, you will look around. Then the flooring also when you come in. That's why you have gratitude towards those who donated and make this flooring available. Do you know last time, early day I come, half only, cement rendering. Do you know how cold or not cement rendering? You sit on it now. And that time I got cushion. You know what we use? My bath towel. I just put the bath towel, sit. Then sometimes cold. Don't have this type of clothing. Last time where I got Uniqlo. Where got? Last time, jacket also don't have proper one. No? So what we do is we wear two layers of clothing, with t-shirt, singlet, and then after that, too cold, no choice. Pull out the towel, wrap it around my neck, so my buttock and my leg is sitting on the cold cement floor. But I can endure because after a while, it warm up to the same temperature as my body. Then it's no more. So all this, you must have gratitude. Because I went through, I know. That's why I like to donate a lot more to the temple. Because I know they really did a good job. The abbot who built this place, we must have gratitude towards him. And we should thank them all. Their pictures are all there. Without them, do you think there will be such condition for you to come to retreat to have all this? Then without the kitchen helper, do you think you can have all those good food? That's why a lot of them told me. They spend so much time meticulously plan our food and cook all the different dishes every day and make sure it is something that is done from the heart. And what we are receiving is because you have parami. Understand? And they like to do this out of joy where they know you are having a retreat. You are a cultivator. That's why today Li Hun's birthday, they go and make a cake for her. You know? And she says she never had a cake to celebrate during birthday or this walk. And she was very touched. The first thing she remembers is the mother. She liked to thank the parent for giving her life to come to this world. And especially the mother was with her all the while when she was going through the cancer thing in the year 2002. And he's a cancer survivor for 17 years already. That time his kid was so young. So all this sharing, he have a chance to hear and listen. You should have gratitude towards your good karma, your good life, your good blessing. At least you don't have to go through all those. Understand that? That is gratitude, joy, understanding. So all these are wholesome thoughts for it to arise. So with this, I hope it can give you better understanding of how to apply the Dhamma. That's why that word, before we break for lunch, gratitude, plant the seed of gratitude. Very important. You must have gratitude towards everything. A lot of people don't understand. Timber flooring also gratitude. Because they don't understand. They think, inkai one, no? Understand? Because they donate so much money, you must do it for me. But it's not your money, These are from other donors, understand? And sometimes the contractor that do, they know it's for temple, they actually doesn't really charge you that much. Sometimes they say, workmanship only is enough, the rest we contribute. There's some volunteer to donate even construction material, like Achalo there. So we have gratitude towards all these people who can really be so generous because they believe in wholesomeness, in all this good condition for people to have a way place to cultivate, to meditate. And the reward or the merits that come out of it, I tell you, is immeasurable. Why? The way place may last 100 years, then sometimes a few hundred years. What do you need? You only need one person to become enlightened in this way place. All the money already well spent. Understand? And whatever little contribution you give, even a brick, you receive. Because the enlightened being will be a blessing to all. And one day he may become a Samasambuddha. So all this merit never stop one. It continues. So when you understand this, then your horizon is different. Then you know these are very wholesome conditions that you should, as a living being, as a human being, contribute towards. Because it is something really worthy. Yeah. And it is something really beneficial to the world, to our society, to our community, the Buddhist community. Okay? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Very good. Okay, we go on.
3.3, question 3. How do I overcome discrimination against a specific person? Brother Teo replied, when you use your false thinking or condition arising discriminative thinking mind to see and perceive a specific person via your wrong views and opinions born of your own mind's conditioning, then this discriminative perception will arise. The problem is your sakkaya ditti or self-delusion that conditions you to deludedly cling onto your false thinking mind, leading to your inability to realize your true mind, to see things as they are via wisdom. Please refer to the 7th Surangama Sutra notes dated 8th of January 2013 for further explanation on this.
Okay, next. Yeah.
Page 114, 34th Heart Sutra Class, Part 1, 1.1, Verse for Opening a Sutra. The unsurpassed, profound and wonderful Dharma is difficult to encounter in hundreds of millions of aeons. I now see and hear it, receive and uphold it, and I vow to fathom the Tathagata's true meaning. Reciting the above opening verse with great sincerity and faith is very important because it reminds us clearly of the following. Number 1. Rare is birth as a human being. Number 2. Rare is the opportunity of hearing the Dhamma. Number 3. Dangerous is the delusion of mind. Via the analogy of turtle's egg in the great ocean. In the Mahaparinibbana Sutta, the Buddha used the metaphor of a blind turtle in a vast ocean to explain how difficult it is to be reborn as a human being and at the same time to have the chance of hearing the Dhamma. Suppose there is a turtle egg floating on a vast ocean. The turtle egg has a hole the size of which is just slightly larger for the head of a turtle to pop into. There is a long-lived sea turtle in the ocean. Once every 100 years, this turtle comes out from the bottom of the ocean and pops his head into the ocean surface. And the probability of it hitting the hole of the turtle egg is the probability of being born as a human being and to hear the Buddha Dharma. That is to be able to be born a human and having the chance to hear the Dharma is just as hard as for the blind turtle to encounter the turtle's egg on a vast ocean and let its head go through the hole of this turtle egg. Therefore, do not be heedless anymore, so that you will not lose sight of this great opportunity of already having the special condition to be a human being and the great condition to hear the Dharma, yet not taking it seriously, to diligently cultivate, to awaken to it, is going to be a real waste. If one misses this window, it may be hundreds of millions of aeons later before one can have another such condition or opportunity.
This is very, very important. So bear in mind. And do you have any question regarding the analogy that the Buddha gave? Is it so difficult to be a human being? Why the Buddha says so rare? In the ocean, once every 100 years the blind turtle come out, and for the head to pop into that eggshell of the turtle egg. You know how rare is that or not? But if you use your logical, mundane maya, thinking maya, you know what you will think. I don't think it's true. Why? Want to have children, want to have human being, get married lah. Can have one already. So difficult, man. You never ask. Now I help you to ask. You want to know the answer or not? You interested to know the answer or not? The Buddha is correct. He is not wrong. Oh, don't want, never mind. No need to answer. You want to know? Oh. Do you know the number of beings that exist in the universe or not? The hell beings are billions of times more than human beings. Human being is very rare, no? Only this planet. And maybe a few more other planets, but they are not like us, no, human beings. Do you understand? Maybe other world system have. So planets that have this condition to allow human beings to have life is very rare already. Then on top of that, the hell beings, you know pyramid, isn't it? Pyramid. Yeah? Pyramid theory. As you go up the pyramid, smaller and smaller. Yeah. But down the pyramid, very big base. Those hell beings are like the one down the pyramid. Very big. To be born as a human being, is let's say there are the sixth rhyme. The Deva rhyme is even more rare, okay, than the human rhyme. After the human rhyme, you got four layers of Wufu rhyme. So this four layer is very, very big. Then you got a human rhyme. Maybe not the tip of the pyramid, but the first segment below the peak. So in relation to this number, that's why to be born as a human being is very rare. One out of billions and billions and billions of this hell being, one human being is born only. That's why it's the same probability. And don't take for granted that you will come back as a human being. Understand? If you don't have the five precepts, the parami, you don't know where you go. And if you do something funny, any of the three evil root, greed, hatred, and delusion. If you greedy, you born as what? Selfish, you born as what? No. Hungry ghost, correct. Hungry ghost, peta. Then you got a lot of anger, you go demon right. Understand? Then you a lot of delusion. Choke, cho a, cho gu. Understand? Not? You know why choke, cho a, cho gu or not? You become chicken and duck waiting to be slaughtered by chicken, by people. Then you cho gu, work for the farmer. Understand? Not? So animal is delusion. Of course lah, some of the cat like Aristocat, because the owner really love them, take care of them, provide for them, dress them up, go and perm. Lady also don't have that type of luxury. They perm until and dress up the dog and the cat until wow, you can see them. Why? Yeah. Yes.
But that they give the inheritance.
Inheritance. Yeah, I heard of that. There was someone who passed the inheritance to the pet dog. The dog owned don't know how many billion US dollar. And they set up a trustee company to make sure the dog is provided for. But after that, don't know what will the dog will give them. Maybe the dog give birth to that doggy. The doggy will inherit. Sometimes you cannot understand why as animal also they are so fortunate, so blessed. You know why or not? Because these people really love animals. They care for them, they provide for them. So your parami is you give so much of this to animals and pets. No? Then even if your karma not so good, become animal, you will have owner who will actually provide for you like you provide for the animal in the past. That's how they have that parami. They will have the good life. Okay. Kevin, yes. Oh, then in future, let's say your karma.
No, the last year there's a sister. Sorry. They say you be careful, no.
Why?
Don't it's your cat, no. I just said try to meow, you know. So I walk away from her.
So?
I mean, I thought, we're coming for Dharma class, you go. You like cats and you take care of so many cats. You be careful of.
Oh, she tell you you will take rebirth as a cat. Oh, that is because you attach to cat. When you attach to cat, then you will follow that cat. But if that cat become human, you also become human. Then you will have the character of a cat, male cat and a female cat. No. You sayang the cat. If it don't become attachment, no problem. Understand?
Because my daughter is an animal saver, so she's going to save all the cats.
But correct. Correct. No. Animal saver, as long as you don't attach, no problem.
What is sayang the cat?
It's just like doctor save all the sick people. Understand? Don't tell me all doctor will take birth as a sick people. Where got such thing? The doctor has love. He loves his profession. So he wants to heal. So this is part of me. So next time he falls sick, there will be all the specialists and the good doctor come and heal him or serve him. But if you are the unethical doctor, then in future you get problem. You will go and visit those unethical doctors. Same. They will charge you the same way as you charge people. Understand? So it depends. That's why I say you don't have attachment, no problem. You understand? So don't go worry. You think I like Hamyi Falampo, and I like the Hamyi. I next birth become Hamyi. I got such thing. If I don't attach to delusion, I won't become like that. So don't listen to that type of Buddhist who take you to Dharma class, panic you. You love cat, no problem. But don't fall in love.
When you take care of them, after a while you get a relationship with the animal, right?
Relationship is okay. I already told you, you can love them with all your heart. But anything happen, don't. Attach. Know that ultimate through the Dharma, he know you, he know me. Understand? Form and mind. Mighty nature rolling by. Condition come, they come. Condition gone, they are also gone. You also the same. So when you can love, and you can have the good life, have it. But this is your parami. This is what you inherit. This is what you have. You have and you don't know how to use, so no use. It's just like the saying, sometimes it's very true, you know. You don't know how to use your money, you know what happened? No. Not like that. Whatever money you put in the bank, and you every time let the interest keep on grow, it's never your money. You understand? Not? When your breath stops, that money is not yours. Your identity gone. So if your loved one, through your will, know that you got such money, they can go and claim, and they inherit. But if nobody know, the bank after 7 years send to unclaimed money. That's why sometimes you go with your IC, show. Now they tell you that Bank Negara floor, 47th floor. Just give your IC. Sometimes during runto, no. Suddenly, you got inheritance or so much, you know, but you don't know. Understand? There's sometimes you should go and check your grandparents or your parents' unclaimed money. You check God through the will, go and claim. Understand? No? Sometimes you don't know. And unclaimed money is very common. Do you know sometimes EPF money, nobody go and claim, because no beneficiary properly defined, or the system, something went wrong, there is no beneficiary there, then the family member don't know. This money go to unclaimed money after a certain time, 7 years, I remember. Then sometimes your share dividend. Yeah? Last time, send out voucher. No. If you don't receive it in your mailbox, quite often, then you didn't know about it, then you didn't go and bank in and cash. After 6 months, unclaimed money. Yeah. Last time, Sam, he worked in one of the listed companies, I think Road Builder. The MD himself also lost his voucher. He got too much money, I think. You know, Sam go and check, where he was the financial controller there. He was the head of corporate. Then he go and check, but they're supposed to send the unclaimed money to the government, no? Then he saw the MD's name there, no, 200 over 1,000, no, in unclaimed money, you know, that check nobody cash out and are supposed to send back to Bank Negara as unclaimed money. You know. Then he know already this opportunity. Then he talked to the Tan Sri, you know, Tan Sri, you willing to spend me lunch or what or not? Then he said, what is it? Tell me. If I tell you, not lunch anymore, no, more than lunch, no. And when he disclosed to him that he got unclaimed money, 200,000, his eye opened up. No. He said, you sure or not? Then he said, not sure. I send first, lah. Then you can claim later. Don't send. Now, issue check to me. 200,000, yes. Sometimes you don't know. So if his children also don't know, he also don't know if Sam don't work there, all this money go to unclaimed money, you understand? Then sometimes a lot of what they call refund money from other means, in the name, in your name or whatever, they will be sent, dormant account, save. Whatever dormant account you forgot when you're a student, or what, but that time not much money, but sometimes people banking money for you, how you know? You got boyfriend who banking money for you, don't have, sometimes, they all, buta-buta, no? Because last time when they patok that time, they got boyfriend, because they love the girlfriend so much. To be safe, EPF, I nominate you as beneficiary. Then after that, didn't materialize, didn't get married, but forgot to change beneficiary, you know. Oh. Then go and claim money, understand? APG say got such thing. No, I must go and check. PG said maybe you got somebody put beneficiary her name. So some of this you won't know. Yeah? So unclaimed money, what have you got to lose? At the most, the IC pass there, they check. You tada. That day, the Tony Kwa, he got 200 something. And that is very little. So sometimes you drop by there, no harm. Take your IC up. Or bring your parents' IC. Deceased also, never mind. They can check for you. So sometimes a lot of these things you may not know. Then sometimes sokso, claim. Process halfway, then didn't come and collect the check. Or the notice or the letter went to the house, didn't reach the house. Or they have shifted. So because of that, the check come out, they have to send to unclaimed money. So a lot of these things, you know, are there insurance also safe? Yeah, insurance. So if you don't know how to claim, all these go to unclaimed money. Yeah. So there are many possibilities for unclaimed money. Okay. Did I explain the thing that I supposed to explain? Why did I touch on that? Oh, the turtle, the rare one, I explained to you already. So that one you understand. Then how did we come to all this unclean money? No, snoring was before that. Then the cat and dog. Oh, inherited now the dog lah. Yeah. Thank you. Okay. So I think now time for meditation. We stop here first. Page 114. You can have your meditation now. Okay, I give you 45 minutes. 3:30. 3:30. I will come back, then we will ring the bell. Okay, so you can have your silent meditation. Remember to relax, mindful, aware that all action, all movement, even when you walk, mindfully, aware of every activity, whatever that arises, the most prominent one. Even the bending, stretching of all your hand, leg movement, your bodily movement, your blinking of your eye, turning of your wrist or whatever. Then when you go and collect water, answer nature's call, maintain awareness. That is very important. When you stand, observe all the movement, how you stand, then how you turn, how you move, and how you go about doing your daily activity. Okay.